Well, hello there. Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network helps match military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network at millhousingnetwork.com or visit on Facebook. All right, so let's dive in. We all know that PCSing can be difficult, and it can be hard to make your new home actually feel like a home. And I'm super excited about today's guest and fellow military spouse, host of the series, the web series, Moving with the Military, Maria Reed. Maria, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yay! So for those of you that don't know, Moving with the Military provides makeovers at no cost to military families and features their makeovers on YouTube. Maria, super excited to have you a part of Mill Housing Nation, and thank you for being a guest today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yay! All right, so let's get started. And before we jump into the meat of what Moving with the Military does, I want to learn more about your personal story. So how long have you been a military spouse, and how many PCSs?
Okay, I'll take you back. I've been a military spouse for 15 years, actually going on 16 years this year.
Oh, congrats.
We've had five PCSs. Somehow, like, three of them were in Georgia.
Oh.
How did that happen?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Was Georgia good to you?
I love Georgia. I love Savannah and Fort Benning. We were near Columbus. I really do love Georgia. But, you know, there was a part of me that was hoping for, like, Italy, Hawaii.
Germany!
Yeah, Germany. Now, it hasn't happened yet. But we've been very fortunate. We've been stateside for his entire career. And we've just met so many wonderful, amazing people, which is what led us to creating this show. But, moving is a challenge all in itself. Obviously, PCSing. We've had five PCS moves, and we don't know what will happen next. As we know, all things subject to change. Big old asterisk with the military. You never know when that might happen. Those orders might come down. We have two great kids, teenagers, and they're good at it. I love them. They're wonderful. My daughter Parker is going to be 15, and our son Patrick is 13, and they're really great kids.
Aww.
So we're very blessed.
That is awesome. So, you know, one of the questions that I always ask on the podcast is, how has military life impacted your career?
Well, thanks for asking that question, because it has been tough.
Uh-huh.
Before my husband, so a little more of the backstory, he was in the service, then he got out, thought he didn't want to be in the service anymore, and realized this really was his calling, and he came back in.
Oh, wow.
Prior to that, when we met, I was a film director and producer. I had an amazing career, but as a producer and director, you travel a lot. Then we had children, and with both of us traveling, he would be TDY or deployed, and it just wasn't working out. So I said, you know what, I want to stay home with the kids, so it's just a perfect timing. They're little. I will figure out something else to do. And then I realized that figuring out something else to do was really challenging.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I found that employers don't want to hire you if you're a military spouse, and they have very clever ways of asking that question. They can't legally not hire you, but they ask these questions, you know, well, are how long are is your husband military? Well, how long are you here for? Or how long have you been here?
Uh-huh.
And so they're gauging, like, how much more time do I have with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even as a teacher, because I taught, actually this year was my last year teaching, I taught high school computer science. And I always found it difficult when interviewing for a teaching position, because they want teachers to stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But in military towns, you have that, you know, that turnover. We just move. It's just the way it is. So that was part of the reason also why we created the show, was I need to just do something for myself, that no matter where I go, I will be able to do this. So I had that skill set of being a producer and a director and a cinematographer. I said, all right, here we go. Let's do this.
I love it because that was the same passion and drive that Karina had and I had behind launching our network. And who better to do it for the military spouse community than fellow military spouses? So we're honored that we've met on this journey and that we have this opportunity to chat with you, because I share the passion and have faced some of the struggles with employers looking at my resume as well. And you're absolutely right, Maria. There are some strategic questions that are asked. And then all of a sudden you're unqualified.
Or, you know, in many cases, you're overqualified.
Yes.
And that's another way out.
And I'm hoping that series like what we're doing to educate employers about the assets that military spouses can be for the limited time that they are in places will hopefully change perspective with employers. So I'm excited that you're highlighting some of the stories and challenges that military families face, and that you're doing something about it. So kudos, sister. I love it.
Yes. And yeah, when we film, we make it a very purposeful goal that we look for. We're intentional when we hire crew for our shows. Our cinematographer and associate producer is also a military spouse. Her husband's active duty. Whenever we work with different people, I always try and find military spouses and veterans first. That's
love
what
it.
I look for. And then if I can't, then we move on to the civilian world.
Yep. And Karina and I do the same with Mill Housing Network. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, and you support the community. I love it. I love it.
Amen to that, sister.
Woo! So tell me about moving with the military. What is it all about? Tell me the passion behind it. I think I understand the why, but tell our listeners, what is the passion behind it?
Okay, so the passion behind it was, it started in 2016. I literally was like binge watching Netflix of Fixer Upper and all the different home improvement shows.
As we all do.
Exactly. We just sit there and watch them all. And I kept thinking to myself, why is it always when they show a military family, it's a sad story? Mm. It's this horrible story that the, you know, tragedy, and that's not our life.
Yeah.
That is not what military family life is about. So I felt like, wait a minute, they don't know it because they don't understand it. They don't live it. So they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started on a mission. I said to my husband, I have an idea for a show. Are you with me? And he said, well, don't second mortgage the house and we'll be good. And I went, all right, here we go.
As so most I of us entrepreneurs do, we just jump in. Let's go.
We just jump in.
Uh-huh.
72 hours later, I came up with a strategic plan, a marketing plan, a website, the entire series laid out on paper. I said, I want to do this and I can do this. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And less than 3 weeks later, he deployed.
Yep.
You know,
that's just
how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I embark on this business, this venture, and he's not here. Great. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked with other military spouses to come up with a theme for every episode. So basically how it works is anyone can apply, if you will. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate a friend, someone that you know. And there doesn't have to be this tragic story. People email me all the time, like, I don't have a tragic story, but I really love our military life and I'd love to share it. And that's what it's about. It's about celebrating military family life. Yes, we may have struggles. Yes, there may be some tragedies from time to time, but it's about celebrating the military life that we lead.
Mm-hmm.
So you can nominate yourself. You can be nominated, and we get stories from all over the world, about 5,000 emails saying, you know, telling us their story that they'd love for us to come and redo their home. And then that's what we do. I don't pick the families. And the reason I don't is because I'm too close.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So my producer reads through them and says, I think this would be a good one for reasons. Sometimes it's logistics. It's obviously budget driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where can we go? I'd love to go do one in Alaska and Hawaii, but then you're adding, you know, budget to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a difficult part for some folks to understand. And I'll use other home improvement shows as an example. Other home improvement shows, the family that's on the show pays for the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that's put in the home is staging,
mm-hmm.
which to the family is an additional cost. If you want it, then you pay for it. If you don't, a crew comes and takes it away later. That's not how our show works.
Okay.
This is a gift to the military family. Everything we do, there's no cost to the military family. Our sponsors pay for everything, and whatever we put in the home stays in the home.
I love
That's
that.
How we celebrate the military family, by giving them this gift, something that they might not do for themselves.
Well, and I love that because, and I love that you're celebrating military, because I agree with you, Maria. A lot of the stories that we see in media that highlight our military life, it is often when a tragedy has happened. And those families absolutely deserve the recognition because of the struggles that their family faces. And what I love about your series so much is that you're showing the struggles, but you're also just celebrating this beautiful life. And military
yes.
life is beautiful. And I think when
yes.
when we just embrace it and we have an opportunity to share that with our civilian counterparts so that our civilians can see what these families go through, so that then hopefully we can get them championing behind our military families as well, because our military families deserve that celebration.
Exactly. Celebrate the victories, girlfriend.
Woo-hoo. Yes. This life isn't easy, but this life is beautiful.
Yes. I agree, 100%. I wouldn't change a thing.
No. So my next question is actually kind of a funny, difficult question. What is the favorite
okay.
part of doing the show? And I know this because you and I have talked, but tell me, what is your favorite part about it?
My favorite part is always the reaction. When someone says, it's that saying that says it's better to give than to receive, I firmly believe that. Because when I see the reaction of the mom, the military spouse, the child, the family, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And what really impressed me so much was that they've told me often, it's not about the stuff. Thank you. The stuff is very nice. Don't get me wrong. But it's not about the stuff. It's about the fact that you came in and you cared about us. Thank you. Thank you for caring about us. That moment, that's what leaves me just like, well, okay, it's all worth it. I know this is hard, but it's all worth it in the end.
It really is. It really is. And then when you see that you've made a difference for a family, I mean, that is why we do what we do, right?
Yes. If I could share with you, recently in April was Month of the Military Child.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a very special episode for a little girl. The family had just PCS'd recently from Hawaii. And, you know, in the moves and in the many things, and the mom just had twins, so there's two little twin boys running around. She felt like her daughter just wasn't, she hadn't dedicated the time or the things that she could for her daughter. Was mismatched furniture, things had been broken in the move. And she reached out through a contest that we had with Stylecraft Builders. And because of her story, she was selected. So we came and it was just magical. This is what I got from the mom. Well, she likes kind of purple and pink and unicorns. Okay. I can work with that.
Okay. Got it.
Make it happen. I got it. So that's what we wanted to do, was give this little girl just a magical experience. And we did a photo shoot with horses. She had never been around real horses. It was so beautiful. And when we finished the room and the little girl walked in, she was, I mean, her expression is priceless. And mom, of course, crying, tears everywhere. Dad was just like, what happened here? This is amazing. Wow. And that was all, that's the why right there.
Yeah.
That why. And to be able to give that to a child for Month of the Military Child, it's just, I see you, I see you. Military kids are so resilient and so special. And we were just so thankful and thrilled that we were able to do that.
And I love that. I mean, I'm a mom of two. I've seen, and my kids are younger, so they haven't fully understood what it means to move. So we try to make it very simple for them. We talk about how it's a new opportunity to make new friends. It's a new room. And, now that my kids are 7 and 5, I'm starting to get more of the difficult questions. Mommy, does this mean me leaving my friends? And I really like my room. And mommy, what does that mean? And I think that it's exciting that you're celebrating that. And I want to thank you for doing that for military families, because it isn't easy. And you having two teenagers, I'm sure you can speak more to what that change has done for them as you've moved. But it really is.
Absolutely.
Our military kids are so resilient. And I think that's an adult quality that I think is that You know, I think as parents, we're always worried about what is the impact of moving so much going to have, you know, what is that going to have on my kids? But what I've seen in, and I actually employ a military brat, and she's amazing. Her resiliency and her ability to adapt to different situations. And I think you get that by being a military child.
You do. You get that adaptability. You move quick. You figure. I think you're a better problem solver.
Yeah.
Because you've got to figure it out. You know, our move here to Fort Hood was difficult. This was the move between 7th and 8th grade.
No.
What a tough time to move. And friends, all the other moves didn't seem to be as difficult. I don't know if it's because they were just younger, but this one was a struggle. But now, you know, 2 years later, it was. They realize, wow, I've met kids who've never even been out of Texas. Like, they've never gone anywhere. And, you know, we've been to different places. So I see that they see the benefit of it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the heartache and the tears are there. And you know, the best we can do is be there and encourage them. And, you know, I always try and say, this is a journey. It's not just a destination. It's everything. It's all a part of it. Look, you know, glass half full.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey.
Yeah. And I let my daughter know. I said, FaceTime is the thing. We can FaceTime our friends. It's no big deal. And we have an opportunity to make new friends. And now we got friends all over the world. And I think that's what's really awesome about this life.
I agree. 100%.
So why do you think it's so important for military families to create homes they love, even when they're moving in a couple of years?
Well, for me... And I'll use myself as an example.
Yeah.
When we first got to Fort Stewart, and we, you know, I owned a home, and this is when my husband came back into the service. So this was the second go around. We'd already had a home, and coming into just, you know, white walls, and there's nothing wrong with white walls. I like white walls. They look very clean. But I felt like I wanted to do some landscaping. I wanted to, you know, put the pictures up that remind me of home, because for however long I am here, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be present in this moment in where I'm at. I don't want to walk into my home hating my home.
Yeah.
My home is my sanctuary. It's my place of peace. It's where I sit outside and have a cup of tea and read and enjoy. And I enjoy the atmosphere, the environment that I am in, regardless for how long I'm going to be there.
Sure.
So, you know, I just said this, I'm going to make this work for however long we're going to be there. So just over time, I've learned some tips and tricks and things to do that will make it easier in the process, like not buying heavy furniture. I love hardwood, but it's not always practical.
Yeah.
So if I have one beautiful piece, I keep bringing that one in, and I may refurbish it, chalk paint it different colors each time, you know, and just figure out how I'm going to make those pieces work with what I've got.
Yeah.
And occasionally I do buy that piece from time to time.
Uh-huh.
But I try and make it work with what I've got.
Well, and I think you hit a nail on the head. This is something that I've seen in the real estate world. And I've worked with a lot of military families, obviously. And so when they move, my favorite decor tip, and I don't want to step on your toes, is buy pieces that are neutral that can mix and match in different rooms. Because you never know when you might have a living room chair that all of a sudden becomes a dining room chair in the next house because it doesn't, because you don't have space, or it goes into your bedroom. So there's all these things that you can do with mix and matching furniture if you do have lighter furniture and it's neutral, in my opinion, and you can always accentuate with accessories. So I'm not trying to step on toes, but I want to know your other decor tips. What are your other ways that we can make it home for just a few years?
Well, I was going to say exactly the same thing. If when you're buying, you look at the lines of the furniture and they have beautiful lines, even if it's, say, it's a piece that's black, but the lines, the shape of the legs are gorgeous, you can chalk paint that and turn it into more of a lighter neutral color. I firmly believe in buying neutrals. I have the white couch debate all the time.
I love my white couch.
I love white couches, and, you know, not to be plugging stores, but IKEA has a great white couch. It's absolutely fabulous. It has a cover. That cover is cheaper if it got all messed up. I wash them often, but at, you know, certain points, it's like, okay, this is done. It's cheaper to buy another cover than it is to buy a couch.
Uh-huh.
And I keep going back to the whites, to the off-whites, to the really light grays, because they're neutral. They make the room feel more airy and light instead of big, dark, heavy furniture, dark colors. They make rooms feel small, and they don't reflect the light.
Yep.
They absorb the light.
Yes.
So it doesn't really help. But neutral furniture is absolutely a must-have.
Yes. And you can always add colorful pillows. You can add colorful drapes. These are all inexpensive ways that you can make that particular home. Or, I mean, let's look at it this way. 10 years ago, the design trends were a little different than they are today. But if I had a very neutral piece, that it could last you a good 15, 20 years with different accessories.
Yes. Yep. Change up the accessories, and then you're bringing in what today's trends are. Absolutely.
Love it. Okay. So one of the questions that I want to ask, I mean, I can go on for days, you and I can. So what's the future for you guys? What are some of the big things that your viewers, our listeners, can expect to see from Moving with the Military?
Well, right now we are in season two. So we are working with different sponsors to film our second season. We have 8 episodes from season one, which are available on YouTube and on Facebook. And, you know, several people have asked me all the time, or they say, oh my goodness, why aren't you on HGTV? You should be on. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
It's about numbers. I hate saying that, but it's true. The bigger networks love what we're doing for military families, but they want to see a large following before they make a commitment to, you know, wanting to bring on a new show.
Sure.
So what we're doing is we are self-broadcasting. It's a wonderful time in technology where we can do that. You know, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, you couldn't do that.
Right.
And, you know, now you can. So we are going to be in season two. We should be, hopefully this summer, we're looking at filming back again at Fort Hood, hopefully in Fort Bragg, and then a couple of other surprises along the way. And that's all in our episodes. We were filming this morning. We were up at 5:30 doing a piece for a 4th of July, which will be coming out in a couple of weeks. And then we have another sort of crazy surprise. We developed an app.
Ooh, do tell,
yes.
Do tell.
Myself and fellow military spouse, Moni Jefferson, have created My Ultimate PCS.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PCS app that will help you with all of your PCS needs, from finding a place to live, finding a school, what do? You ditty, do you have the military move you, budgets, basically anything that you could ever need to PCS. We have made an app, and our goal is to be up in the App Store for iTunes June 15th.
Nice. Okay.
Crazy.
Woo. No, this is exciting news, because I think military families are always looking for resources, obviously, when they PCS. And I love what you guys are doing. So that's exciting. Congratulations.
It is. Thank you. I mean, I remember being a first-time military spouse going, now what? What do we do?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was fortunate enough to have other military spouses around me who helped me and said, oh, this is what you do. This is what you do. You got this. You got that. But when, you know, some people don't, and how do they navigate that space? So we created this to make it easier for military families to PCS.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And obviously, if you need a realtor, connect with our network, and then we can always connect back to the app too. So we want to put all this on
your
our
link.
What's that?
We have you as a resource.
Oh, well, looky there. I love it. Yes. Okay, so Maria, if our listeners want to get connected, obviously, to watch the YouTube series and then learn more about the app, they can always visit us on our website, because we're going to have links to all those things. But where can they go directly?
Awesome. They can email me directly at maria@movingwiththemilitary.tv. I'm always on Facebook and Instagram, and both of those are at Moving with the Military.
Okay.
And we love connecting with our military community. So write, let's chat, send me a message. Tell me never again to wear a leopard skin sweater. I'm with you.
I know, all the lovely comments that you get when you go social.
Yes, we do. On our first episode, someone mentioned that. They're like, look, that leopard skin sweater is just probably a no-go.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. So, you know, I love hearing from all of our military families. That to me is very special, and we stay connected and we learn so much. You know, even though we've been doing this for a long time, I feel like I learn every day. Every time I do another episode, I learn something else.
It's true. And I think the more that we get connected, the more that military spouses come together and collaborate, the more information that's shared, the better that we can make the road for future military spouses. This is something that Karina and I talk about all the time. I said, honey, we're old military spouses, and we laugh. But it's true. And I love that we can share the knowledge, the pain, the suffering that we went through, to help other military spouses who are just now getting introduced to the active duty military lifestyle. And we can help them overcome some of the challenges that we went through when I didn't know what to do when I was a brand new military spouse. And forgive me, I didn't even go on a military installation for my first 3 years I was married. So, it is a difficult journey and a little bit overwhelming when you're first introduced to the lifestyle.
Yeah. But you know what? We're all here. We're all in this together. I sound like High School Musical, but we are. We're all in this together. Yeah, and if we can help each other out, that's the goal.
Collaboration. So if you want to learn more about Maria and connect with her directly, you're going to go to her email address. And Maria, we're going to let you sound that out yourself here so I don't mess it up for you.
No worries. It's maria@movingwiththemilitary.tv.
Perfect. Okay, so not .com, .tv, so make note of that. We're going to have Maria's information in our show notes, so you can head over to millhousingnetwork.com. Again, M-I-L, housingnetwork.com. Click on the link at the top, podcast, and look for Maria's episode. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes and opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors. Our realtors make your PCS seamless. And if you want to become a guest on one of our upcoming episodes, please fill out the guest form, because I would love to have an interview with a fellow military spouse. Don't forget to sign up for any of our weekly podcast alerts, and we are now in iTunes, so make sure you subscribe on iTunes. So that's all we have today. Maria, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
I'm Lindsay Linton. Thank you so much for listening. And again, join us as we interview another powerhouse military PCS Pro next week. Bye for now, Mill Housing Network listeners.